And in the glow of his taillights, I sat there for a moment, took my last look back. Then he went left and I went right. There were bridges I dared to cross, chances taken, chances tossed, dreams I chased, dreams I lost. There are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place, made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't take, trains I didn't take.
Trains I didn't take, the band New Blue. Let's listen to the Gibson Brothers again, a song called Just Loving You.
This is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
I love that introduction from Josh Johnson in Rosine, Kentucky. We passed through Rosine in 2008, and you can see a picture of us up there in the IBM public office, I think it is. I've only been told about it. Thanks, Josh. Ah, well, what have we got coming up? We've got a bit of Aussie bluegrass music here from the album Live at the Boardroom. We've got the band, Old South Bluegrass Band. You might remember a few months ago I interviewed Leonard Cohen, who is a dobro player for that band and was the original dobro player in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in New Zealand. Well, here he is doing a tune called Pickaway. The Old South Bluegrass Band from Adelaide, South Australia, and Leonard Cohen playing the dobro, Jeff Bridgeland on five-string banjo, Andrew Hook on mandolin, and Phil Parker guitar, and Dave Taylor bass. And that album came live at the Boardroom, it was called. It was all recorded in one day. It was sort of essentially recorded live, and they just wanted to put down some of their music that they were playing. Old South Bluegrass Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada, particularly the people in Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. my friend there, Clayton Hand, gave me a little bit of help and said, you got to pronounce it Newfoundland with the emphasis on the land. And I thought, oh, that's different from the way we say it. So it's always good to know how you're supposed to pronounce things. I have to admit that I sometimes look at a name or a place and think, oh, I wonder how they pronounce that. And it's really good. I appreciate your comment there, Clayton. The way I remember it, if you say Clayton Hand, is the same as Newfoundland. So there ought to be a song in that, really. Clayton runs a radio program out of Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and if you get a chance, you ought to tune into it and go and find it on Voice of Bombay. Oh, people listening on podcasts throughout the world, I just really appreciate you tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much. I'm just playing stuff from my collection. Every now and then I add to it. If I feel financially able, I'll buy a few CDs and maybe they'll sneak into the playlists. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes I listen to them and think, not my stuff really. So you're just getting my opinions and my tastes in bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying it. So big shout out to people at Bluegrass Planet Radio, Friday afternoons. I know it comes across there. You're just all hearing a bit of bluegrass opinion from way down in New Zealand here. What are we going to hear now? We're going to hear New Blue again with a song, It's a Good Day to Be You.
Ticket in my pocket, clouds are low and gray. Flipping through the faces, waiting on the train. The yellow dress is crying, the priest's eyes are closed. The loafer smoking one last cigarette down to the bone. It's a good day. It's a good day. Half a million people fill the streets below. Panoramic penguins all marching in a row. Counting stops like quarters. Cutting me in two. It's a good day to be with you. It's a good day to be with you. To be with you.
That's the band New Blue with their take on the song It's a Good Day to Be With You. Early in the show, we played a track from the Dillards, Back Porch Bluegrass. Going to play another track from that album for you now. This is Roddy Dillard on guitar, Dean Webb on mandolin, Doug Dillard on five-string banjo, and Mitch Jane on bass. And they portrayed themselves as real hillbillies from the Ozarks, really. But they played some great music. And here's an old tune, a rearrangement of an old tune called Reuben's Train.
You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
The Dillards. Great song. They did a great version of it, and Doug's banjo is really hard driving. Time for a gospel song now. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from the 2019 record, For the Record. They say you may recognize page number 6 in the old classic red church hymnal. This song works well for our quartet to present it in an old-fashioned style with just guitar and mandolin. Sing along with us. I want to know more about my Lord. Joe Mullins.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. Turn back for sun tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about my Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm going to receive.
I'm going to receive
as my reward.
My rich reward.
That heavenly city,
heavenly city.
I mean to know more.
Yes, I'm gonna know more.
That I know
more
now.
Than I know now.
I'm glad I know the blessed Savior. earth. For through his blood he set me free. Though rough the road, I shall not waver. For some glad day his face I'll see. I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
Yes, I want to know more
about my Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm going to receive.
I'm going to receive.
As my reward.
My rich reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that homeland.
Wonderful homeland.
I mean to go there. Someday, somehow.
Someday, somehow.
And after I reach,
and after I reach
that heavenly city,
heavenly city,
I mean to know more,
yes, I'm gonna know more
than
I'm gonna
I know
more
now. Ascended, I'm coming back, the Lord did say. If on his promise you've depended, on wings of love you'll soar away.
I want to know more
about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
Yes, I want to know more
about my Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm going to receive.
I'm going to receive
as my reward.
My rich reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that homeland.
Wonderful homeland.
I need to go there.
I need to go there.
Someday, somehow.
Someday, somehow.
And after I reach.
And after I reach
that heavenly city.
Heavenly city.
I mean to know more.
Yes, I'm going to know
than I know. Now
than I know now. That's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with a great gospel song there. Several years ago, Jerry Douglas produced an album as a tribute to Taylor, the great dobro player, and the album was called Southern Filibuster, named after one of the tunes that Tut did. Tut played different sort of dobro tunes, mostly because he played his dobro with using a flat pick, and that sort of gave him a different sound to things. So I'm going to play a track from that. This is with Curtis Birch playing the dobro, and it's a tune called the Black Ridge Ramble. Here it comes. Well, we've just about come to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going out with Dan Tominski, who's been one of the great bluegrass musicians of my era. Anyway, going to take us out with a gospel song, Be Assured, written by his bandmate Ron Block.
Bird note. Some swifts and frigate birds stay aloft for months at a time. Scientists know this because they attached sensors to the birds. What they hadn't been able to learn for certain was whether birds might be sleeping on the wing, and if they do, for how long. It was thought that one half of a bird's brain might sleep at a time, as happens with some birds when resting on the ground. A 2016 study provided some solid answers. Tiny devices attached to the heads of frigate birds tracked electroencephalograph patterns and, crucially, head movements. The results were fascinating. Frigate birds did sleep while aloft, most often one half of the brain at a time, as suspected, but they also fell into normal whole brain sleep and sometimes even deeper REM sleep. But this deepest sleep came in bursts of just a few seconds, during which time the bird's head dipped, but its flight pattern stayed steady. An in-flight power nap. So frigate birds do sleep on the wing, just not very much. On average, 42 minutes per day. When perched on land, they sleep 12 hours a day. What still has scientists puzzled is how they can get by with so little sleep when flying for months at a time. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.